From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Before there was South Beach, there was the Mediterranean. We're talking diets here. The Mediterranean diet is rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, and olive oil. Two studies published today in the Journal of the American Medical Association suggest that it can significantly extend life, especially combined with moderate alcohol, exercise, and no smoking. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Researchers wanted to know how the Mediterranean diet and lifestyle affected older people. They compared over 2,000 healthy men and women between the ages of 70 and 90. Over a 10-year period, those who adhered to the Mediterranean diet and lifestyle lived longer. Epidemiologist Eric Rim wrote an editorial summarizing the studies.
Those that didn't smoke, ate a Mediterranean diet, drank moderately and exercised regularly, had a 64% lower risk of dying over that study than those who did not.
Dying from all causes, heart disease, cardiovascular disease, and cancer. This isn't exactly new news. Many studies have shown the benefit of high-fiber, low-fat diets and exercise, of not smoking, and of drinking in moderation. But Rim says what this study found was that when individuals practiced all these healthy lifestyles together, the combination was powerful.
And what it suggests is that the benefit through having lower cholesterol levels and lower blood pressure and lower inflammatory processes in the body that you would get from doing all of these together really does turn into a much lower risk of chronic disease.
Researchers aren't sure exactly how all these factors interact to reduce risk, but a second journal study suggests the Mediterranean-style diet might reduce vascular inflammation, a big factor in heart disease.
In the Mediterranean diet, which is higher in good fats, mono and polyunsaturated fats that you get from olive oil and vegetable oil, and is higher in whole grains and higher in fruits and vegetables. Those compounds are important to the linings of your artery, are important to increasing your good cholesterol and lowering your bad cholesterol.
As a society, Rim says billions could be saved if more people followed these lifestyles. For individuals themselves, the value is obviously priceless. So why are people reluctant, and why is obesity a continuing problem? Alice Lichtenstein is a heart disease researcher at Tufts University.
And that's probably the $64,000 question in the nutrition community. How can we really motivate people to adhere to a diet like this that really has been shown to be associated with increased longevity and decreased risk of chronic disease?
Lichtenstein says some reasons are simply practical. Take physical activity. In European countries bordering the Mediterranean, for example, cities are constructed differently than in the U.S.
It's more likely people are going to use bicycles. It's more likely that people are going to walk. There's a real incentive to use public transportation because it's so available and it's so reliable. And also because there's very few parking spaces in the city and gasoline is extremely expensive.
And she says you don't have to move to Greece to eat a Mediterranean diet. It's not much different than what the American Heart Association has recommended for years. For epidemiologist Eric Rim, a daily diet might look something like this.
Breakfast could be a low-fat or non-fat cottage cheese with fruit and bran on top of it. A lunch could be a salad or a whole grain bread sandwich with turkey or chicken and tomato and lettuce and maybe a bag of nuts. Dinner could be fish with stir-fried vegetables with olive oil and also maybe another salad or another vegetable.
But in order to create major dietary change in this country, health experts say it has to start with children who could be taught to appreciate a healthy diet. That means school lunches should be scrutinized and advertising should promote more fruits and vegetables and less sugary cereals and high-fat snacks. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.